If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. And we're not restricted to national gardening concerns on this podcast. We go global. Later on, I'll be talking to Sally van der Horst from FloraSelect. They're the international organisation for the ornamental plants industry. I'll be asking Sally about the new flower varieties they've been testing. My thanks to You Garden, sponsors of this podcast, and Charlie Jones, our producer. Boy, that was a sharp frost with us on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Did the world a good on my heavy clay soil where it's all been dug. Just wish I'd finished. Still got a bit more to go, but I'll keep at it. And that cold east wind, what we call a lazy wind in Essex, you know, it passes straight through you, doesn't go around you. It's a pretty useful thing because it'll hold back the apricots and the early plum blossom. I was interested too to hear that Waitrose sold 40% more houseplants during the January period, and a lot of them spring bulbs. Presumably people wanted to just bring a fresh of spring colour into their houses. And why not? You know, if you've got daffodils at what we call the gooseneck stage, where the buds are just starting to bend over, if you pick those and bring them indoors, they'll soon be open and you'll have some really nice fresh colour. I'm feeling a bit smug today. Got up in good time and then had an hour digging before breakfast. How about that? Boy, I feel much better for a good hour's exercise. And when you're going for breakfast somehow, you have a better appetite. Perhaps it's because I've had a bit of a rebore, you know, with that flying about a few days ago at Essen. The message was very much small is big business. All kinds of plants are now being miniaturised, little tiny, 5 centimetre pots of things like roses and Kalanchoe and St. Paulias. A number of them are being sort of dressed up to appeal to young children. I'm all for that. But you know, our world is changing. There was a big hall in the Essen Trade Show with all the machinery and equipment that the horticultural industry can now use. I mean, with LED lighting, you don't even need soil or the outside sunshine. They're growing stuff just in closed containers. And modern film, you know, the polythene that we put over structures for polytunnels and greenhouses, the quality of that is really unbelievable. They're saying it will last 10, even 15 years, and by changing the type of material, they can make plants grow faster, they can give pest resistance, they can retain heat, and in summer cool it. There are some remarkable things going on. And when it comes to automation, well, I tell you, there was a little tiny machine, I suppose it would be about 18 inches or 2 foot across, scurrying about like one of those automatic lawnmowers that we now have, and it could pick up 2 pots from really close spacing, move across the bed, and then put it down at a wider spacing without any human touch of any kind. And of course, when it comes to seed sowing, transplanting seedlings, even picking up and pushing in cuttings, it's all fully automated now. Part of the drive behind this automation is the shortage of hand labour. I was interested to find that there is now a new weed-suppressing membrane called Plantex Platinum. comes from the DuPont company, and it will control Japanese knotweed. Boy, that must be tough stuff if it will control Japanese knotweed. And the more we have some of our chemical weed killers being removed from availability, then of course we will need alternative means of control. Whilst I was in Germany, I was surprised to see daffodils in flower on the roadside as I travelled out of Dusseldorf. And then when I got home, I found that our daffodils too were up. You know, it's early February. This is a really early year. I think the frost pre-Christmas gave things the vernalisation that they needed, and now they're really moving. In my garden, I saw the first of the Iris reticulata in flower. I love that plant. Boy, that is a charming, pretty thing. And it's really quite nicely scented. Needs to be grown in pots or pans, really, so that you can lift it up and get that rather subtle, almost freesia-like fragrance. I saw my first yellow crocus too. The hazel catkins are actually shedding pollen in the wind. And I am a little concerned that both my early plum and the apricot tree have flower buds showing colour. That's a bit early, you know. If they come full out and then we get a sharp frost, they won't really like that. Just at the back door, in a container, I've got Sarcococca. It's an evergreen, commonly called the Chinese box. And at this time of the year, it has little tiny white flowers. You may not see them really as you walk in and out the door. But boy, when the sun shines and we get a little bit of warmth, you can smell it. A really beautiful fragrance. Sarcococca, Chinese box. I think it's a much better evergreen to have than the ordinary buxus, you know, the box that most people have. And now is falling to disease quite a bit. So give Sarcococca a thought. Oh, and one other thing. Whilst I was going to the garden shed, suddenly remembered I hadn't cleaned the blue tip box out. If you haven't done that and you've got blue tip boxes, do get them down. If they were used last year, they'll have some pretty messy stuff in. And it's much better to get those really clean and fresh now. If it stays warm, then the birds will soon be pairing up and they'll be nesting before we know where we are. Oh, I'm really excited today because our interview guest is from Flora Select. Now, when you look through the seed catalogues and the seed packets, and sometimes with plant adverts, you'll see that little symbol, Flora Select and medals. Now, one of the people on the staff looking after Flora Select is Sally van der Horst, and I have her on the phone now. Now, Sally, I've known you for a long time, a nice British lady. What are you doing with a Dutch name?
Oh, but Peter, I'm married to a Dutchman. I've been living in Holland really now for getting on for 35 years. I was a student in the UK and I came here to work as a student for a Dutch company, not in horticulture at that time. But yeah, there you go. And I arrived in Holland, spent a year here, met a Dutchman, and probably why I'm still here with a Dutch name.
That's history. So, and do you speak Dutch?
Oh, yeah, Peter, I speak Dutch. Yes, I do speak Dutch. I think when you live in a country as long as I do, then it really is necessary to speak the language. I consider myself truly bilingual.
Oh, that's the stuff. Now, can you explain to us what Flora Select is?
Flora Select is a breeders' organisation that was set up, actually almost 50 years ago. In fact, in 2020, we will be celebrating our 50th anniversary. It was set up by the seed breeders at that time to protect their intellectual property. They made agreements with each other not to copy each other's varieties. And at that time, some of the big names at that time in the seed industry were some of the founders. Jim Unwin of Unwin Seeds was actually one of the founders of Flora Select at that time. The business has changed over the years, and from the 1990s there was more breeding done in vegetative varieties, material from vegetative rather than just from seed. And in fact now we represent breeders in both the seed and vegetative side of the business. And of course on top of the the distribution companies have joined. So we have distribution companies who actually distribute the material as well as part of our membership.
Now, do I remember it correctly? Was it European-based initially?
That's right. The word Fleuro Select, of course, comes from fleur, flower, and Euro, as in European, because we had at that time, there was a sister organisation, or is an organisation in America, called All America Selections. Britain, there was at that time the All Britain Trials. And in fact, Jim Unwin brought the All Britain Trials into Fleur Select, merged it, as it were, together.
Yeah. And so now you are in practice international, aren't you, rather than just Europe-based?
We have members now from all over the world, including a lot of new members from China, actually. Three new members recently joined from China.
Goodness, yeah. Because the world's changing, isn't it? You know, it's getting a smaller, smaller place.
Yeah, that's correct. And from that beginning, as it were, the trials are the essence, if you like, of Fleur Select, where we trial new varieties. Varieties that are bred by the breeders, which we trial in trial locations, in gardens, all over Europe, looking at the performance of new varieties. And in fact, new varieties which perform well in the trials are awarded in our award system. And that was the logo you were referring to, Peter, when you talked about what's on the seed packet.
Yeah. And so those trials, would they be spread from Scandinavia to southern Italy?
Yeah, we have trials in Italy and in Northern Europe as well.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and we actually have a trial ground in Russia as well, Peter, because, of course, Russia is a big market for the packet seed business. A lot of Russians have got a lot of knowledge about flowers and plants, perhaps more than even we can imagine here in the west of Europe.
Yeah, I hadn't realised that Russia, you know, were members of Fleur Select.
We have some members in Russia, certainly in the packet seed business.
So if I was a Mr. Fothergill or a Mr. Thompson and Morgan or a Mr. Sutton and had a new seed-raised plant, I would send seed to you, would I?
Well, not exactly, because really those companies, well, Thompson Morgan is a breeder, but really it's the breeder companies, the companies that are developing new varieties that apply, if you like, to us to have their varieties trialled or tested in the competitions.
And
so it's probably Mr. Fothergill's, I would see that more as a company which would buy actually from our breeders.
So if a breeder then sends a quantity of seed to you, you would then send it out to all of these trial grounds across Europe, and then who judges them?
That's an employee of the companies. So, and the judging is always done against a standard variety in the market. So you can only judge a variety. We call them comparison trials. So you would compare that new variety with what is already existing, looking if it's more, the colour is new, or the habit is better, or many things which are characteristic, phenotypal characteristics of the plant. Yeah, if it's more tolerant to a particular disease, that is all tested in our trials.
And then if across all those trials the judges make strong recommendations, you give medal awards, don't you?
That's correct. We can give awards to the varieties which are absolutely the top performers. That's correct, yeah.
And then what are these awards?
These are, well, it's a medal, though. We call it a gold medal, if you like, and that the breeder then uses that across the industry. It's not just, of course, it's really, I suppose we are working at the top of the chain. So that award, that's a recognition that the grower knows that these varieties will perform. But, of course, most of the product that we trial is for the professional grower who is looking for the best production.
And then more recently, as well as the Fleur Select Gold Medal Award, you've introduced a thing called Flora Star Awards. What are they?
Yeah, we've been having those now for about 8 years now. We realise and recognise that the point of sale of a plant, i.e. when the plant is sold in the shop, that's when the consumer makes his decision. And we've been looking at a different sort of, if you like, a different sort of competition to look at the plant at its point of sale performance. So when the consumer would be in the garden centre and would look at a bench and would say, yes, I want that product, I want that plant because that appeals to me. And we have about a 30 judges, if you like, looking at the performance on the shelf, looking and making a decision, is this the product that the consumer will want this season? So that's our new, we call it that, the Flora Star, yeah.
And what's the Flora Star for 2017, you know, that people can look out for this year?
Well, we have one that was 2017-2018. That's a Calibricoa, Peter, and that's called Calibricoa. And I'm going to save you the long name because, of course, plants have long names, retail. That we call it Pinktastic. It's a Calibricoa mini famous double Pinktastic, but we like to just call it Pinktastic because it is fantastic.
So, yes, it's like pink fantastic, but it's pink.
Fantastic! Yeah, it's a Calibricoa, and it's beautiful. It's got three colours, if you like, in the flower. It's almost like a little rose. The breeder told me it's a lady that bred it. It's a lady from Germany, from the company Selecta, and she is absolutely delighted when she won this award, and she thinks it's almost like a little rose. She tells us.
Now, Sally, on air live, can I ask? How about having a plant or two for us on our stand at Chelsea then? Is that
Peter, I'm sure we can organise that because, yeah, last year we actually showed the winner from the year before, if you remember, on your stand. That was a begonia, Miss Malibu, and we were able to organise plants last year. And, yes, we would certainly like to organise plants for this year.
Well, there's another request too. A little bird tells me that there's a rather nice geranium called Sally.
Oh, Peter, yes, that is. That's true. Peter, I have to tell you that last year I was 25 years at Flora Select and I was honoured by...
How could you be 25 years? You know, you're just a young lady. You couldn't possibly have been there 25 years.
I'm not that young, thank you, Peter. But I was 25 years at Flora Select last year, and I was given a surprise party, and I was asked to christen a new geranium, a new pelargonium, called Sally. And there she is, and she was at the IPM show last week as well. And I've been very lucky and that I was allowed to have offered, given the opportunity even to go to Kenya recently and see the mother plants of my pelargonium.
So that's where all the cuttings will come from to supply all of Europe with, it's a zonal geranium, isn't it, Sally?
It's a pelargonium, and it's not a zonal, now you're getting me here, Peter, it's a pelargonium, it's a geranium, it's green-leaved.
Right.
Green-leaved.
Green-leaved, yes. Well, I think Sally should be at Chelsea alongside the Calibricoa.
I'm sure she should. I have to find out. She's called Toscana, Sally. She's part of the Toscana range. It's a large range of beautiful pelargonium. She's bright orange red, which is a great colour.
Well, when I saw you at Essen last week, you were in bright red too, weren't you?
Yeah, because red's our colour, Peter. It's our logo, and we like to be in red. We are the ladies in red.
Sally, you've been a great guest. Thank you very much for joining us. Look forward to seeing your namesake at least at Chelsea and the lovely new Calibricoa. You can really notice the days getting longer. You know, particularly in the evening now, I find there's another, best part of an hour when I can do things outside. And seeing the days getting a little longer reminded me of the poem, another one from Pam Marden, and this is called A Country Wife's Lament. I'll be glad when winter's gone, you know, 'cause me hubby worries me. He don't know where to put himself when he's finished off his tea. He can't get on the garden and the allotment's far too wet. The nights are getting lighter, but not quite enough as yet. He gets a blinking restless, it fair gets on my wick. He's happier when he's digging and then walking up the vic. I can't call him romantic, he ain't the same as me. He's thinking of his onion sets when we're watching our TV. He's lovely in the springtime with all his seeds to sow. He's a real nice bloke in summertime when everything do grow and autumn finds him clearing up. I love him, then I do. And then the bloomin' winter's here, but I allus see it through. I wait for spring, I know the signs when he's coming to his best. Off comes his thermal long johns and his Marks and Spencer's vest. Thanks again to our sponsor, You Garden, and my producer, Charlie Jones. And thank you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.